弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
现在吃饱饭了。
Now I know you're full.
还是天气太冷的关系。
Perhaps it's too cold.
对一个常年住在佛罗里达的人。
Or someone who lives in Florida throughout the year.
这样的气温是很冷很冷的。
For such, the climate is extremely cold.
但是来到聚会当中。
But as we're in the midst of fellowship.
心里面满了喜乐和温暖。
My heart is filled with joy and warmth.
从昨天抵达旧金山。
From yesterday when we arrived in San Francisco.
到今天进入会场里面。
Until we enter the campsite today,
许多弟兄姊妹们已经在我们身上有许多的爱和恩典。
Now many brothers and sisters have already expressed love and grace upon us.
我们在主里恭敬的谢谢。
And in the Lord, we want to show our appreciate and are thankful.
根据东岸的时间
，and tonight's time,
2010年马上就到了。
And it's very quick to be 2010.
今天晚上我们聚会那边在祷告。
As our brethren in Florida are praying.
马上祷告就会结束。
And the prayer meeting is about to end.
然后就迎接新的一年来到。
And we will welcome the new year.
所以在这里我用东岸的时间向弟兄姊妹们说祝你新年快乐。
And so here I use the time on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time to wish brothers and sisters a happy new year.
我这一次来是在心里满了快乐。
I'm filled with joy in my heart this time.
我记得来到弟兄姊妹的退休会已经是好多好多年以前。
It's been many years that I've come to fellowship with brothers and sisters at a conference.
那个时候是夏令会，不是冬令会。
At that time it was the summer conference and not the winter conference.
不是来 Redwood Camp， 是去那个 Lake Lucerne.
It wasn't at the Redwood Christian camp, but it was at Lake Lucerne.
哦，我记得那个地方好远好远。
I remember it was a long drive.
要开车开好久。
It was a long drive.
哦，但是我们有很好的聚会。
But we had a good fellowship.
来到 Redwood Camp， 这是第二次。
This is my second visit to the Redwood Camp.
我知道要到回到这个地方来，我心里非常的欢喜。
And as I come to this location, my heart is filled with joy.
因为是差不多20年以前我第一次来。
Because it was about 20 years ago that I came to this location first time.
那个时候会堂的一些年轻弟兄姊妹们主办了一个退休会。
At that time at the fellowship, the younger brothers and sisters had arranged for a retreat.
所以我记得是在这个方舟的那一头有一个小小的聚会。
I remember on the other side of the ark there was a small place for us to work, fellowship.
我给他们早上晚上讲两堂。
And I spoke to that group two times in the morning and the evening.
有人告诉我说在这一边另外有一个聚会。
And someone told me there was another retreat on the other side of the campsite.
有一位姓王的老弟兄在讲。
And there is an older brother by the name of Wang who is speaking there.
所以下午我就跑到这边来听。
And so in the afternoon time, I would come over on this side of the campsite to listen.
听完了之后买了一本《神的帐幕在人间》。
And after I heard the message, I bought the book that the tent tabernacle of the Lord dwells amongst men.
那是第一次见到王弟兄。
And that was the first time I met Brother Wang.
已经20年了。
It has been 20 years.
这20年得到许多的指教和帮助。
And throughout these 20 years, I've received much help and direction.
从心里面也非常的感谢。
Again, deep in my heart, I'm thankful for that.
20年，诗人杜甫说白头搔更短。
And for 20 years now, I had much more white hair.
No, much thinner.
Much thinner white hair.
也知道年岁月不饶人。
Because I know that time is merciless.
我告诉各位一个秘密。
I tell everyone the secret.
恐怕很少人知道。
I think not many people know this.
大家猜猜我认识王弟兄有二十年的话。
If now you think that I know Brother Wang for 20 years.
你想想我认识彭弟兄有多少年呢？
And you would think how long I've known Brother Ted.
他跟我高中是同班同学。
We are in the same year in the high school.
那个时候我们一起念书，一起打球。
We go to school together and we have play ball together.
以后我们进了同一个大学。
And later on we went to the same university.
他念电机工程。
And he was a computer engineer.
I'm electric,
a double E major.
我念机械工程。
and I'm a mechanical engineer.
以后出国就没有联络了。
After we finished school, we went our separate ways and have not met up again.
就好多年以后, 我听说我妹妹妹夫在洛杉矶跟他在一起聚会。
Many years later, I heard that my younger sister and my younger brother-in-law worship with Brother Ted in L.A.
原来我们离开台湾来到美国。
It was, we realized after we left Taiwan and came to the U.S.
经过多少年也分别都信了耶稣。
We have went our separate ways, but we both came to believe in Jesus.
这是听说彭弟兄早上讲, 哎呀我心里真是开心。
And when I heard that Brother Ted would be sharing in the morning, I'm again very joyful in my heart.
看见主先这样子用他。
We see how the Lord has used him.
在那边带领, Alhambra 的聚会,
and has led the fellowship in Alhambra.
还有其他各样的服事,
and the other services.
实在看见神在我们个人身上都有奇妙的带领。
Indeed, we see how God leads each one of us very wonderfully.
所以我带着这样的快乐来到会场里面。
So I do come to this camp with such joy in my heart.
早上一来就收到一张节目单。
And this morning when I came and I had the schedule in my hand,
我看下午的讲员姓翁,
and I saw the speaker in the afternoon was Brother Wang.
拼成 W-E-N-G,
and the spelling was W-E-N-G.
我说我知道这个人是谁。
And I said to myself, I know who this person is.
我跟郭华一家是17年以前认识的。
And I know Brother Wang for 17 years.
第一次去休斯顿在那个 Trinity Park 那个 conference center 见面。
Now the first time we met was in the Trinity Park conference in Houston.
那个时候刚刚到那个会场里头。
At that time I just entered the college.
在注册,
the conference.
在那里注册报道。
And I was registering on my arrival.
看这对年轻的夫妇。
And I saw this young couple.
抱着一个刚刚出生的婴孩,
and they had with them a newborn babe.
哎呀,转眼17年,
and in the blink of an eye, it has been 17 years.
但是看见神在国华身上所做的工作,
and for the work that God is doing upon Brother Wang,
带领他一慢慢的成长,
and has, how God has led him to gradually grow.
让他把基督学房的功课第一届就念完了,
and he has finished the Academy of Christ on the first year. He was one of the first graduates.
对, 现在在Houston全世界服事主, 心里真是为他们一家欢喜。
And now he is serving the Lord full time in Houston. I'm truly joyful for his entire family before the Lord.
所以我们看见主他有很奇妙的安排。
Therefore we see the wonderful arrangement, the plans of God.
我想没有人能够安排得这样的好。
No one can make such wonderful arrangements.
把这三个人串在一起, 到这里来服事。
And has united the three of us to serve together here.
所以我相信早上主借着彭弟兄在这里说很重要的话。
This morning the Lord spoke very important words through Brother Ted.
今天下午也借着翁弟兄的见证让我们看见圣灵在每一个人身上的工作。
This afternoon, God also showed us the work of the Holy Spirit through the testimony of Brother Wang.
那么今天晚上神在我里面有一个负担。
This evening, God has given me this burden within.
特别有一段话要跟弟兄姊妹们交通。
Especially this passage that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
那这段话就在创世纪第二章。
And these words are found in Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章,
Genesis chapter 2.
我们请读第10节到第14节。
We'll be reading Genesis chapter 2, verses 10 to 14.
创世纪第二章第10节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 14.
有禾从伊甸流出来, 滋润那园子, 从那里分为四道。
And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it was parted and became into four heads.
第一道名叫比顺, 就是环绕哈菲拉全地的, 在那里有金子。
The name of the first is Pishon, that is, it which compassed the whole land of Haphila, where there is gold.
并且那地的金子是好的, 在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
And the gold of that land is good. There is beryllium and onyx stone.
第二道河名叫基逊, 就是环绕古时全地的。
And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same it is that compass the whole land of Ethiopia.
第三道河名叫西底节，流在亚述的东边。第四道河就是伯拉大河。
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, or the Tigris, that is, which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates.
那么晚上我们开始就从这五节圣经开始交通。
This evening we'll begin with these five verses of the Bible.
让我们一同低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们心里实在欢喜快乐。
Our Lord, our hearts are indeed filled with joy.
要把敬拜和赞美都归给我们的主。
And we have to give praises and thanksgiving back to you, our Lord.
你这样召聚我们一同在这里聚集。
Lord, you have gathered us to worship together here.
让我们思想从年头到岁末主诸般的恩典。
And as we consider your manifold blessings throughout the year,
我们心中实在满了感谢。
Our hearts are indeed filled with thanksgiving.
知道主是这样的恩慈善待你自己的儿女。
And Lord, you have dealt so graciously with your children.
你在各处树立你自己的见证。
And in various places, you have established your testimony.
让我们学习来跟随你。
So that we can all learn to follow after you.
所以当新的一年要来到的时候。
Therefore, at the dawn of the new year,
我们恭敬地恳求主继续赐给我们信心。
Respectfully, Lord, we look to you to continue to grant us faith.
让我们在新的日子里头走一段新的路程。
So that in the new days ahead, we'll go on a new journey.
更多走在主的旨意里面。
That we would walk even more in thy will.
晚上我们一同交通主的话。
This evening, as we have fellowship into your word, Lord.
恳求主打开我们的心。
Lord, we do pray that you will open our hearts.
恭敬地恳求圣灵在我们里面说话。
Respectfully, we do pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts.
使我们不明白的能够明白。
So that we would understand that which we do not understand.
开我们的心窍，使我们清楚知道主你自己所说的。
So that you will open our hearts so that we would clearly know what it is that you are speaking.
也愿这一些的话真成为我们生命的供应。
Lord, that your words may become to provision for our life.
在新年里头。
In the new year.
我们对主有更多的依靠。
Lord, we trust you even more.
好好地跟随我们的主。
That we would follow well after you, Lord.
我们把晚上这一点的时间摆在主的手里。
Lord, we commit tonight's time into thy hand.
恭敬地求主赐下你的祝福。
And respectfully, we pray that you will shower us with your blessing.
求圣灵在这里运行。
That the Holy Spirit will move freely here.
使我们心中深处得着安息和安静。
So that deep in our hearts we will have rest and peace.
圣灵可以做你要做的工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can do his work.
我们谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
愿你得着一切的荣耀、尊贵、颂赞和全能。
And may you gain all the glory, honor, authority, and majesty.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 这一段的圣经我们刚刚所读过的。
This passage which we just read,
我一直觉得很稀奇。
I am always wondering.
在我心思里面，第一个问题就是，这条河究竟是怎样的一条河呢？
In my heart, I'm always thinking, how are these rivers like?
在这里只说在园子里面有这样一条河。
In the scriptures, it says, and a river went out of Eden.
从这里去滋润那个园子。
To water the garden.
因为那个园子里面有许多各样的树。
That is because in the garden there are various trees.
树上有果子。
And upon these trees there are fruit.
悦人眼目，好做食物。
And they are good and pleasant to the eye and good for food.
甚至于这里说，在园子中间有生命树和分别善恶树。
And it also records for us here in the middle of the garden there is the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
好像这水甚至于去滋润那分别善恶树和生命树一样。
It seems as if the water will water both these trees, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
生命树本身是代表生命的。
Now the tree of life itself represents life.
但这里有一条河，它的水甚至于去滋润那生命树。
But here there is this river that will water the garden, the tree, even the tree of life.
这是我觉得稀奇。
This is something that I wonder.
究竟这是怎样的一条河？
In fact, how is this river like?
这是第一个我们要解决的问题。
Now, this is the first question we must answer.
第二个问题，
the second question，
为什么这五节圣经要放在这里呢？
Why is it that these five verses are placed here？
因为如果弟兄姊妹从第七节、第八节、第九节这样读下来，
as if brothers and sisters, if we read from verses 7, 8, and 9，
神创造了这个人，
and the Lord God formed the man，
把他放在园子里面，
and placed him in the garden。
有这样的园子中间有生命树和分别善恶树。
And in the middle of the garden was the tree of life and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
然后你接着到十五节、十六节读下去。
And if we read on from verses 15 on and 16,
你就会觉得从第九节接到第十五节去口气还顺一点。
You will discover if we just read from verse 9 to verse 15, it will be more smooth.
关于这条河，这五节圣经插在这个里头。
It seems as if concerning this river is in place between these verses in the Bible.
好像他所处的地位有点不太合适。
It doesn't seem to fit in this location.
用英文讲，好像一个 sore thumb stick out.
And the English is like a sore thumb sticking out.
所以究竟为什么这段话就放在这里呢？
So then why is this passage placed here?
我想这是第二个问题我们要解决的。
I believe this is the second question we must answer.
假如我们可以明白这样的答案。
Now if we're able to understand this answer.
也许我们可以接着回答第三个问题。
Perhaps from that we can answer the third question.
就关于这一条河。
That is concerning this river.
这条河出去分成四道。
That it has gone forth and parted into four heads.
意思就是说它出去分成四支。
That is there are four rivers from this river.
Four streams.
Four streams from this river.
那么这四支的分成四支河的分支对我们有什么应用呢？
Then these four streams from this river to us, what is their application?
所以主若许可的话，
If the Lord is willing,
在这三个晚上的时间，
In these three times in the evening,
我们来试着回答这三个问题。
We'll try to answer these three questions.
那么今天晚上我们就看一看这是什么样的一条河。
Tonight we want to look at what kind of river this river is.
请给我们第一张的图片。
Let's look at our first slide.
、it's hard to read from here. 所以这创世纪第二章第十节说在那里有一条河。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 10 there it says to us there is this river.
河的目的是滋润那个园子。
The purpose of the river is to water the garden.
使得各样的树能够生长丰盛。
So all the trees can grow and be abundant.
然后可以结许多的果子。
That the tree may bear much fruit.
这果子可以让人摘了吃下来。
And these fruit are able to be enjoyed by man.
所以让这个人的生命可以得到维持。
So that man's life can be sustained.
至少从这第二章这样看，这个意思是这样的。
That is what we can see in the meaning in chapter 2.
另外就说到这一条河，它出去分成四支。
And then it tells us this river went forth and parted into four streams.
这四支，第一支叫做比顺。
In these four streams, the first is called Pishon.
第二支叫做基逊。
And the second is the Gihon.
第三叫做西底节。
And the third one is the Hiddekel.
第四条叫做伯拉，或者英文原文叫做幼发拉底。
And the fourth is the Euphrates.
那么这四条河，这四支分出去。
Now these four streams.
为什么圣经要花这么多功夫说明这个，而且告诉我们他们的名字呢？
Why is it that the scriptures would be so detailed to tell us the names of these streams?
告诉我们第一条河名字叫做比逊。
It tells us that the first river is named Pishon.
告诉我们说它环绕着哈菲拉全地。
It also describes for us that it compassed the whole land of Haphila.
Haphila 是什么意思呢？
Now what does Haphila mean?
它原来的意思就是焦虑或者痛苦。
Haphila means to mean anguish.
Or pain.
Or pain.
所以在那一个地上有焦虑有痛苦。
In other words, in the land there is anguish and pain.
请注意这圣经是在第三章以前。
Now take note, this passages before chapter 3.
人还没有落在罪里面。
A man has yet to fall into sin.
罪还没有从一人进入世界。
And sin has not yet entered into the world through one man.
但是圣经这已经给我们一看见一个图画。
But the Bible already paints this picture for us.
在地上有焦虑，有痛苦。
In the and the land and the earth, there is already pain and anguish.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, each one of us confess to this fact. Today, wherever we look,
在我们个人生活里面所经历的,
even in our daily experiences,
在什么环境之下没有焦虑,没有痛苦呢?
What condition that does not include also pain and anguish?
在目前这样经济的环境里头,
under such economic times,
有多少人有焦虑呢?
There are so many with anguish.
为了工作可能要失去,
Now they are concerned, worry about the losing their job.
做生意的光景不兴旺,
they are concerned about their career, that their business is not prospering.
担心银行的贷款付不出来,
they are concerned that they're not able to pay the loan on the mortgage.
我隔壁的邻居房子就给银行收回去, foreclosure.
That was the case with my next door neighbor. Their property was foreclosed.
面临这样的情形, 你心里不会焦虑吗?
When we're faced with such condition, of course, our hearts would be in anguish.
这样的焦虑不会带来痛苦吗?
And these such anguish will bring forth pain.
但是这里告诉我们说, 在那焦虑的痛苦的全地有金子。
But it tells us, even in this land of Hafila, where there's pain and anguish, there is gold.
金子在圣经里面说到神他自己。
Gold in the scriptures tells us of God himself.
我们感谢主在焦虑在痛苦的那个地方,
we thank the Lord that even in this land of pain and anguish,
有神在那里同在,
there is God there.
有神同在, 这焦虑和痛苦就必然过去。
If the presence of God be there, then this pain and anguish will go away.
在我们人没有盼望, 没有依靠的时候,
that is when man has nowhere to turn and no trust.
神的同在就解决我们的问题。
God's presence would solve our difficulty.
金子在圣经里面说到人的信心。
Gold also speaks of the faith of man in the scriptures.
也告诉我们人依靠神到神那里去的一条道路。
It also points out for us this is the way, the path for man to go to God.
我们有痛苦, 我们有焦虑。
We have pain, we have anguish.
我们劳苦担重担。
And we are heavy laden and burdened.
神愿意来到我们的中间。
God is willing to come into our midst.
因着他的同在。
Because of his presence.
让我们的重担可以在他里面得到安息。
Then we're able to find rest for our heavy laden.
这里告诉我们那条路, 就是金子一样的信心。
And here it points out for us the path. There's gold, and this is the way to God.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
神的话一开始的时候,
even at the beginning, the word of God,
已经把圣经的路给我们指明了。
Has already pointed out clearly the path in the Bible for us.
你看见圣经下面, 圣经接着在以后的篇幅里面,
you can see in all the words of the Bible later on,
就说到许许多多这样的情形。
It speaks of many of these situations.
你记得12个探子, 以色列的人, 他们去探那美地吗?
You remember the 12 spies that went to spy out the good land?
是他们回来的时候,
when they returned,
带着以实谷那一串葡萄,
and they had the vine of from Eshcol.
他们说那地实在是美好之地。
They testify, indeed, that is a good and rich land.
但是十个探子说那地方的城墙太坚固了。
But 10 of the spies said those walls are fortified.
名太高大了。
And there are giants there.
他们是吞噬居民的人。
And they are those who will devour us.
我们在他面前仿佛蚱蜢一样。
And we are but grasshoppers before them.
我们看他们是这样, 他们看我们也是这样。
This is how we view them, and they view us likewise.
所以你看见所有的百姓就被刺激, 被小扰。
Therefore, all the people then were disturbed because of this news. Pain and anguish enter into them. But then the glory of God was revealed. God was able to lead them through the Gadesh, Kadesh in this in place.
当然神有特别的安排,
and of course God has his arrangement.
我们不仔细地去说,
I won't go into detail.
但在这里你看见一件事情,
now we can see here,
当人的焦虑和难处一来的时候,
that is when there's difficulty because of man's pain and anguish,
神就同在就显明,
now God's presence would be made known.
早晨我们弟兄交通西西家的故事,
this morning our brother shared the story of Hezekiah.
亚述人来攻打耶路撒冷,
and the Syrians besieged Jerusalem.
整个犹大在焦虑和痛苦之中,
the entire city of Jerusalem was in pain and anguish.
但是神来同在,
but God's presence was there.
借着以赛亚说话,
through Isaiah God spoke.
我们看见当罗马人统治巴勒斯坦
we see that when the Romans ruled over Palestine,
以色列人在做奴隶的地位
when the Israelites were in bond,
他们不是满了焦虑和痛苦吗
they were also under pain and anguish.
但是感谢神，主耶稣就来了
but we thank God, the Lord Jesus came.
他的名叫做以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
神与我们同在。
That God be with us.
所以我们可以继续的这样说下去。
Therefore, we can continue on with such examples.
但你看这整个的故事就说明一件事实。
But on all these examples, it tells us of this fact.
在哈菲拉全地那焦虑痛苦的地方。
That is in the land of Haphila where there is pain and anguish.
有神在那里同在。
There is God's presence there.
如果我们信靠这一位神。
And if we trust in this God.
我们就有他的同在，解决我们一切的痛苦。
Then we have his presence to take care of all our pain.
我记得若干年以前，我有一次在兰卡去传福音。
I remember many years ago I was preaching the gospel.
坐在这边第二排后面有一对夫妇。
On my right, on the second row, there was a couple.
中年夫妇刚刚从台湾来的。
There was a middle-aged couple that just came from Taiwan.
我不认识他们。
I did not know them.
聚会完了之后，他们站起来。
But after the meeting, they stood up.
所以我就为他们祷告。
So I prayed for them.
然后就知道他们一点的故事。
Then I knew some of their story.
他们刚刚从台湾来到兰卡。
They just came from Taiwan into South Carolina.
因为他们的小女儿单独一个人在那里念书。
That is because their younger daughter was by herself in school in South Carolina.
这个妈妈不放心了。
The mother was worried.
一个宝贝女儿跑得那么远去念书，所以要一定要来看她。
Her precious daughter went so far away for school, so the mother must come to see her.
妈妈，爸爸妈妈刚刚到这个地方。
The parents just came to this place.
接到一个电话。
And they received a phone call.
台湾的大女儿。
The older daughter in Taiwan.
怀孕要生孩子的时候。
She was expecting about to give birth.
哦，突然发生了难处。
And so there was difficulty.
被急救送到医院里面去。
And there was emergency, and she was taken to the hospital.
所以这个妈妈看见这个女儿单独在这里念书，美国那么辛苦，已经够焦急了。
Now the mom was already in enough anguish, seeing the younger daughter in so much hardship by herself in school in the U.S. so far away.
听见台湾大女儿又发生这样的事情。
Now she had news. This happened to her older daughter in Taiwan.
这位太太几乎要疯掉。
This mother was about to go crazy.
我见到她的时候，她已经有六天没有睡觉。
Now, when I saw her, she did not sleep already for 6 days.
那天晚上被别人请来听福音。
And on that night, others have invited her to hear of the gospel.
那天晚上我们讲马太福音十一章的话。
And that evening, we shared on Matthew chapter 11.
凡劳苦担重担的，主耶稣说可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
The Lord Jesus says, those who are weary and heavy laden, you can come unto me and I will give you rest.
那天我又把这句话再给他们说一次。
I share those words once again to the audience that evening.
我说你愿意相信吗？
I asked if you're willing to believe.
他们说愿意相信。
They said yes, they were.
为他们祷告。
I prayed for them.
他们就回家了。
And they went home.
第二天晚上聚会，他们又来了。
Second evening, when we had a meeting, they came again.
我就问这个郑太太，我说你昨天晚上睡得好吗？
So I asked this mother. I said, Mrs. Jen, did you sleep well last night?
我没有问她你昨天晚上睡了没有。
I did not ask her if she was able to sleep last night.
我知道她已经六天没有睡。
Because I know she already did not sleep for 6 days.
我问她郑太太，你昨天睡得好吗？
So I asked her, did you sleep well last night?
她还没有开口。
Before she spoke.
她先生在旁边抢着说。
And her husband rushed to answer.
睡得像个木头一样。
She slept like a log.
所以我们就看见说人有忧虑有焦急。
Therefore, we see that when man has pain and anguish,
我们有各样的痛苦,
and we have so much pain,
神进到我们生活里头,
but when God enters into our life,
他解决我们一切的难处,
he will take care of our hardship,
他成为我们的依靠,
he is our trust,
他成为我们的安息,
he becomes our rest.
第一条河叫做比顺,
the first river is Pishon,
在那里有金子,
there is gold.
因为代表神，所以说这金子是好的。
Because gold represents God, it says, and the gold of that land is good.
但在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
There is also bdellium, that's pearl, and the onyx stone.
珍珠是什么东西呢？
Now what are the pearls?
照我知道就是那个蚌壳。
Now we know then the pearls is from the oyster. 当打开来的时候, and when you open the shell,
从海水里面得着养分,
and you know that you have nourishment from the seawater. But sometimes maybe the sand might enter into the shell.
这沙子就刺激它,
and so the shell then will attack inside the shell.
甚至于威胁它的生命,
perhaps even endanger the life within.
所以这个有机的生命体,
therefore, this organic life within the shell
就开始防卫它自己,
begins to protect itself.
就从它的生命里面放出一种汁水,
then they would have emits something within the shell to protect itself from the sand.
把这个沙粒把它包裹起来,
to wrap, surround the sand.
使得可以攻击它带来死亡的,
with the sand which came to attack within the shell can attack and bring forth death.
对他的生命没有威胁,
so to protect the life of within the shell.
但是当他这样做的时候,
but when this is done,
慢慢慢慢一颗珍珠就出来,
gradually it will produce such pearls.
生命胜过死亡,
when the life overcomes death,
那个卑贱的沙土就变成一颗宝贵的珍珠,
then the sand which is very base will become a very precious pearl.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是说到主在我们身上救赎的工作吗?
Brothers and sisters, does this not speak of the precious work of salvation of the Lord upon us?
我们原来注定是死亡的,
that we were deemed to die.
我们原本是卑贱的,
that we were those who were base.
但因着主的生命进到我们的里面,
but now because of the life of the Lord which entered into us,
使我们慢慢地更新而变化,
so that we are gradually renewed and transformed.
让我们最后变成一颗宝贵的珍珠,
gradually we will transform into a very precious pearl.
这是在创世纪第二章,
this is in Genesis chapter 2.
但是已经把圣经的故事给我们说明了,
but the Bible, the story tells us,
红巴老, 红宝石不也是这样吗?
This is also the same story of the onyx stone.
如果我们分析这些宝石,
now when we look into these precious stones,
姊妹们看一看你手上的钻戒,
when the sisters look at their precious diamond ring,
要告诉你那个从化学元素来说, 就是很普通的 carbon.
Now I can tell you, scientifically speaking, that is a very simple carbon material.
所以是很普通的矿物质,
it is just very very simple carbon.
在土里面原来是没有什么价值的,
in the dirt underground it was without value.
但是不知道怎么回事,
but somehow,
经过了压力,
after all the pressure,
经过了温度的变化,
and all the changes in the temperature,
经过连长月久,
and throughout a length of time,
它们就变化了,
and then there's this transformation.
慢慢慢慢变化的结果,
now, because of this transformation,
就成了宝贵的石头,
has become a precious stone.
这不就是我们的故事吗?
This is also our story.
我们呢,就是卑贱普通的一些的人,
we are also very common and base material people.
但神借了一些忧虑,借了一些痛苦,
but God, through such pain and anguish,
借了环境上的一些改变,
and through all the changes in our circumstances,
给我们一点温度, 给我们一点压力,
He gives us some pressure and He applies the temperature change,
就让我们得着主的生命慢慢的有点改变,
and so that we receive the life of the Lord and gradually we change.
随着时间的改变, 十字架塑造我们磨成他儿子的形象,
through the length of time, then the work of the cross will transform us and mold us into the image of the Son of God.
所以我们看见这第一道的河,
so we see this first river,
是在已经把圣经的故事给我们说明,
has already told us the story of the Bible.
那么第二道叫做基逊,
now the second river is called Gishon, Gihon.
第三道叫做西底节,
and the third one, Hideko.
第四条叫做幼弗拉底, 伯拉大河,
and the fourth river is the Euphrates.
那么这条河写在创世纪第二章里头,
now these rivers are listed in Genesis chapter 2.
我就突然想到到圣经结束的地方,
then suddenly I thought of at the end of the Bible,
在启示录22章,
in Revelation chapter 22,
也说到有一条河,
it also tells us of a river.
请我们看一下第22章第一节和第二节,
if we look at Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 and 2,
启示录22章第一节和第二节,
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 and 2,
Sherman, help. Could you advance the slide for us? That's the one. 好, 我们读启示录22章, 第一节第二节,
we read Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河,明亮如水晶,从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河这边与那边有生命树,结十二样果子。
In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now this is very much a wonder for us. In the beginning of the Bible, it mentions to us this river. Now, we have just simply introduced this river. At the end of the Bible, it also mentions this river. We know that Genesis and Revelation is symmetric, even though they are far apart. Genesis is the beginning.
启示录是一个结束,
and Revelation is the end.
虽然圣经有66卷书,
even though there are 66 books in the Bible,
但它实在是整个一串的一卷书,
but in fact there are one complete book connected.
从创世纪开始, 神说一件事情, 说到启示录结束,
God began speaking his words from Genesis until Revelation when his words ended.
在说到这整个的故事里头,
in the whole story that it tells us,
一个中心的思想就是神的救赎,
and the central theme of this is the salvation of God.
所以史伯克弟兄这样说,
therefore, Brother Sparks said,
整本圣经讲一件事,
the whole Bible tells us one thing,
就是讲到神有一位神做救赎的工作,
it tells us of the redemptive work of God,
透过一位救赎主,
that is through a Redeemer, a Savior,
得着一般救蒙救赎的人,
so that he would gain for himself a group of redeemed.
Redemption,
redemption,
Redeemer,
Redeemer,
the redeemed,
and the redeemed.
关乎整本圣经就是关乎这样的一个 theme.
And this is the entire theme of the Bible.
那说到这件事情,
and when we speak of this matter,
是圣经开始就说这条河,
at the beginning, it tells us of that river.
说到末后也说到这条河,
at the end, it also tells us of this river.
我们看在这两处的圣经里头,
when we see these two scriptures,
先说在创世纪里面说到有一个园子,
and Genesis, it tells us of this garden.
慢慢的变化, 到了末后的成为新城耶路撒冷,
and then it develops into this new city that is Jerusalem.
在创世纪第二章里面说到神造了一个女人,
and in Genesis chapter 2 it tells us God made woman.
到了启示录第22章我们看见提到有一位新妇,
in Revelation chapter 22 we see the bride.
在创世纪第二章里面说园子当中有一棵生命树,
in Genesis chapter 2 we see the tree of life in Genesis.
到了22章这里结束的地方,
and the end in Revelation 22,
说河这边那边都有许多的生命树,
we see that on either side of the river there was the tree of life.
在园子里头, 创世纪说到有许多的树结许多的果子,
in Genesis it tells us many trees in the garden have fruit.
到了启示录第22章说到生命树的果子,
in Revelation chapter 22 it speaks of the fruits of the tree of life.
按月结果子, 结12样的果子,
there are 12 manners of fruits.
所以现在我们想看见在创世纪第二章又有一条河,
and now we see there is this river in Genesis.
到启示录22章又说到一条河,
in Revelation chapter 22 it also speaks of that river.
特别说这条河叫做生命水的河,
it says that this is a pure river of water,
明亮如水晶,
a water of life clear as crystal.
明亮如水晶什么意思呢?
What does this mean to be clear as crystal?
我想到那些送瓶装水到家里面来的那些公司,
I think if you have the water companies that deliver the water to your home,
他们说他们的水很好啊,
they say that their water is very good.
他们会怎么说?
How would they describe the water? Would they say that they are clear?
Crystal clear. 所以你就可以喝了,
now you can drink it.
所以明亮如水晶就表示可以喝的意思,
crystal clear means now you can drink of this water.
你看第17节,
yeah, you see in verse 17.
17节说, 圣灵和心腹都说来, 听见的人也该说来, 口渴的人也当来, 愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
Verse 17 there says, And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
在这里圣经要结束了。
Here, the Bible is about to end.
圣灵在这里有一个伟大的呼召。
There is this great calling from the Holy Spirit.
有一个伟大的邀请。
It is a great invitation.
一再地说来来来。
It says repeatedly, come, come, come.
我们小学一年级的时候就学这个。
We know in first grade you learned this.
现在圣经这样说。
And now the Holy Spirit says this.
圣经说你们都来喝。
And the Spirit said, come, come drink.
听见的喝,听见的来。
Let him that heareth come.
愿意的来,
those who are willing come.
来干什么?
What do you come to do?
来白白地取生命的水喝。
Come take the water of life freely.
生命的水在哪里?
Where is the water of life?
在生命水的河里面。
That is in the river of life.
所以末后的时候我们看见圣灵有这样伟大的一个呼召。
Therefore we see this great calling from the Spirit at the end.
有这样伟大的一个邀请。
There is this great invitation.
所以听见的人都来。
Therefore all those who hear come.
愿意的人都来。
Those who are willing come.
通通来回到这条河里面。
If you all come and return to this river.
会不会在圣经里面起头末后都提到这条河。
Would it be that the beginning and the end of the Bible mentions about this river?
原来是一条河呢?
Is it the same river?
整个圣经的故事就是一条河怎么样从创世纪一直流到启示录结束。
Would it be that at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis, the same river flows all the way to the end in Revelation?
我们来读一下圣经，我们就发觉果然不错。
Hey, when we read the Bible, we discover that is true.
当我们读圣经读到诗篇第一篇，比如说。
For example, when we read Psalm 1.
Next slide, please. Let's show the whole slide. Thank you. 比如说我们读到诗篇第一篇,
For example, when we read Psalm 1,
我们都很熟悉的,
and we're very familiar with it,
那里告诉我们说, 有一个人他喜爱耶和华的律法,
it tells us there is this man who delights in the law of the Lord.
他昼夜思想,
and he considers and he meditates day and night.
第三诗篇第一篇第三节就这样说,
and in Psalm 1 verse 3 there it says,
说这样的一个人,
such a man,
好像一棵树,
he is like a tree,
栽在溪水或者溪流的旁边,
that is planted by streams of water,
按时候结果子,
and that he bring forth his fruit in its season,
叶子也不枯干,
whose leaf also does not wither,
凡事都尽顺利,
and whatsoever he does shall prosper.
所以这里告诉我们有一条河,
therefore, it tells us of this river.
从创世纪那里开始分支出去,
from Genesis, it was parted.
在那里它滋润那些树,
there, it waters the trees.
让树可以生命可以维持,
so the trees' life can be sustained.
果子可以结出来,
and the fruit can be bore.
让人可以吃果子,
so man can partake of the fruit.
让人的生命可以维持,
so man's life can be sustained.
为了人各处的需要,
and for all the various needs,
这条河就一直分叉分支出去,
this life continues to part and divide,
一直流出去,
and continues to flow.
流到什么地方?
Where does it flow to?
流到有需要的地方,
flows to wherever there is a need.
神在天上看见这里有一个人喜爱耶和华的律法,
God in heaven sees there is this man who delights in the law of the
Lord, 昼夜思想神的话,
and on his law does he meditate.
神就让这条河来滋润他,
so then the Lord allows for this river to nourish him.
Oh, 这个人好像一棵树,
and he shall be like a tree.
结果这个人就叶子就不枯干,
and his leaves would not wither.
说他生命得到维持了,
so the life is sustained.
而且他按月按时结果子,
and in his season he will bear forth fruit.
说他生命成熟了,
so this life is now mature.
这结果说他的 凡事都能够顺利。
And in whatsoever he does, he prospers.
因为到了第六节提到义人的道路。
Because in verse 6 it says the way of the righteous.
他凡事所做的都尽都顺利。
And all that he does shall prosper.
因为他走在神的路上。
Because he is going on the way of God.
我们感谢主这样的一个人。
We thank God for such an individual.
得着这分岔出来的河水。
Has received the water from these, the stream that's divided.
滋润他，供应他。
Nourish him and provide for him.
结果使他有义人的路可以走。
So that he can go on the way of the righteous.
我们感谢神，神看重那些喜爱他话语的人。
We thank God because he sees, he focuses on those who delight upon his word.
今年年中的时候，我送一位老弟兄到主那里去了。
At the end of this year, I said goodbye to an older brother to the Lord.
他是2002年我们办一次退休会。
It was in a retreat in 2002.
因为是我们聚会的20年的一个纪念。
It was a 20th anniversary for our fellowship.
这位弟兄他年纪比较大一点。
This brother was older in age.
他是一个天主教的背景。
He had a Catholic background.
他以前没有读过什么圣经。
Before he did not read much of the Bible.
得救了以后就渴慕神的话。
After he was saved, he longed for the word of God.
所以我就常常借一些书，送一些书给他读。
So I often would give him some books or lend him some books to read.
也教他去订一些书，去自己买一些书。
And I also encouraged him to buy some books for himself.
我知道他很下功夫读这些书。
And I know he spent a lot of time reading these books.
2002年去退休会是他第一次参加。
And in 2002, it was his first retreat that he attended.
高高兴兴到了营地。
And when we just arrived at the camp,
碰到这个弟兄。
And I encountered this brother.
我说恭喜你第一次来参加退休会。
I said, congratulations, brother, you come to the retreat for the first time.
他脸上却没有一点快乐的迹象。
But there was no sign of joy in his face.
他告诉我早上去看了医生。
And he said that in the morning I went to see the doctor.
因为最近胸口很疼。
Because I have pain in my chest recently.
医生说我心脏有问题。
The doctor told me I have a heart problem.
他一个瓣膜坏掉了。
And there was an artery that was not working.
不是个 artery, 是那个 valve.
There was a valve that was not working.
所以医生说要把心脏打开来。
So the doctor informed they must have open heart surgery.
要换一个人工的瓣膜进去。
And have to put in a pacemaker for a man-made valve.
所以他就非常的害怕。
So he was very worried, afraid.
以后退休会以后他开了刀。
Later, after the retreat, he had the operation.
这是深圳的开心手术。
And it is open heart surgery.
把那个心打开来。
They opened the heart.
把那个瓣膜放进去。
And they put in, the man-made, valve.
但是因为是一个人工的瓣膜。
But because it was man-made.
需要给他吃吸血的药。
And has to give him blood thinners.
所以他的血一直变得很稀。
So then it thinned his blood.
人就没有力气。
Then he became weak.
所以他就不能常常固定的来参加聚会。
Then he could not come to fellowship on a regular basis.
但是他可以来的时候。
But when he could come.
他总是来参加薄饼聚会。
He always come to break the bread.
他如果体力可以，他就留下来听参加信息聚会。
If his strength allows, then he will stay for the message.
但是慢慢的，他多数就回家去了。
But gradually, most of the time, he would just go home.
我有时候电话上跟他谈一谈话。
Sometimes when I would speak with him on the phone.
有时候到家里面去看一看他。
Or at times when I would go visit him.
弟兄姊妹们也很关心他。
Many brothers and sisters were concerned about him.
去年春天他过去了。
Earlier this spring, he passed on.
我到家里面去跟他家人商量办他后事。
When I went to his house to speak with the family members for the memorial service,
他姊妹告诉我。
His wife told me.
丁弟兄有一些东西你没有看到。
Brother Ting, there are some things you did not see.
他就抱了这么一叠笔记本出来。
And he took out the, there's a diary, big stack.
A stack full of notebook.
A stack full of notebook.
他说你要看一看他怎么读圣经。
You must see how he read the scriptures.
他仔细地读创世纪、出埃及记，一卷书一卷书读下去。
And each book of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus onward, he read in detail.
他生病,
now he was sick and he did not have much strength.
他不能出门,
he could not go out and he could not go to fellowship. So he stayed home, he read the Bible.
他把他所读的用铅笔,
and all that he read, he took notes in detail by pencil in the notebook.
把他所有的感, 他的了解,
and all that he was moved when what which he read, he wrote down.
我就一本一本这样看,
and I read through it one by one.
这是我原来在他生前不知道的事情,
this was something I did not know about him while he was living.
他从来没有跟我提过,
he never mentioned it with me.
厚厚这一大叠,
it was a thick notebook.
就是他几年来,七年来在神面前读圣经的心得,
it was all his thoughts on his Bible reading for 7 years.
喜爱耶和华律法,昼夜思想,这人便为有福。
Blessed is the man who meditates upon the law of the Lord day and night.
你说这样的人有什么福?
You say, well, for such an individual, how is he blessed?
但是他追思礼拜上弟兄姊妹为他做见证。
But in the memorial service when brothers and sisters gave testimony of this brother,
看见他有病去看望他的人,
those who saw that he was ill and went to visit him, but because of that visit, those who went to visit him were helped.
打电话安慰他的人,
those who called to comfort him. Yet on the phone, those who called were comforted. Blessed is the man who delights in the law of the Lord. He shall be planted by the streams of water, and whose leaves does not wither, and will bear forth fruit in its season. Such a man is a righteous man, and they would have a way. Brothers and sisters, the difficulty with man today is we have no way. This is how man will search for a way, and they follow blindly the wrong way.
神的儿女,
especially the children of God,
有一个危险就是跟随人不跟随神,
there is this danger if the children of God follow man and not God,
不让神亲自来喂养我们,
and we do not allow God for personally to nourish us,
要维系我们的生命,
to sustain our life.
前一阵子看见那一个人叫做 Ted Hager,
a while back we saw this individual Ted Hager.
他是 Colorado Spring 一个大大大大的教会的牧师。
He was a pastor of a mega church in Colorado Springs.
那教会几乎有1万人。
There's about 10,000 members in that church.
但几年以前他出了事。
But a few years ago, something went wrong.
当然不能做牧师了。
Of course, he cannot be a pastor.
他做了一些不道德的事情。
There was something immoral behavior.
那教会里面这么多 会有怎么办呢?
What about all the church members then?
哎呀, 他们觉得我们很伤心啊。
They felt a lot of sorrow.
更多的人说, 我们觉得很迷惘, 很 confused.
And many said, now I feel very confused because of this.
为什么很 confused?
Why were they confused?
因为跟随人。
Because they have followed man.
好像许多时候我们自己找一样, 巴士要到什么地方去。
It seems like when we're searching for a path and we look for a bus.
今天我们下山来, 我看见这个山里面还有bus。
Now even when we on our drive up, we saw there was the bus route here.
Bus 上面常常写几号到什么地方去。
Now many times on this bus, there is a sign what number bus this is and where the destination is.
我们就很放心地上去了。
Then we can go on the bus with confidence.
就上了这个bus之后发觉一件事情。
What? When we went on the bus, we would discover then.
我们以为这个bus司机当然应当知道这条路。
Now we think the bus driver ought to know the route.
结果有一天我们发觉这个bus司机不知道这条路。
But one day we discover the bus driver does not know the route.
他就带着你在那里瞎转。
And he is just going around in circles.
那今天多少神的儿女就是这样。
But this is how many children of God are today.
没有义人的路。
There is no way of the righteous.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为不喜爱神的话,
because they do not delight in the law of the Lord.
也不被栽在这水边。
And they're not planted by streams of water.
所以没有路。
Therefore, there is no way.
非常非常的痛苦。
And very, very sad.
感谢主, 主告诉我们,
we thank the Lord. The Lord tells us.
让我们好像一棵树栽在这水溪流旁边,
we are like a tree planted by streams of water.
我们的叶子就不枯干,
and our leaves will not wither.
我们按时结果子,
and in its season we will bear forth fruit.
在这样的光景里面,
and under this condition,
我们就有一条路,
we would have a way.
一个义人是这样,
and one righteous man would be this.
几个义人也是这样,
and several righteous men would also be this way.
让这些义人一起聚在一起,
and when all these righteous people dwell together.
第五节就提到义人的会。
And then it tells us in verse 5, then this is the congregation of the righteous.
所以我们看见圣灵的这条河水就这样子流出来。
We see then the Holy Spirit is this river of life that flows forth.
一直在那里分支,
and continues to divide.
分支去供应那些义人,
and part and provide for those who are righteous.
带领他们有道路,
and so that they would have a way.
然后得着许多的义人,
that they would gain much righteous people. And so then they can form this congregation of the righteous. And this river flowed to Abraham. And there provided for him so that he would have faith. And that he was even willing to offer up his only begotten beloved son, Isaac. And this river divided the stream into Moses. And then it nourished and developed the humility, meekness in Moses. And developed his character of faithfulness so that he can bear forth fruit, so that he was able to do great things for God. And upon David, this river also nourished him. So within him there was courage, so that he would be edified before God. At the end, he was seated on the throne. And we can see throughout the generations, the river continues to part into streams, and to nourish many, many righteous people so that they could bear fruit, and the leaves will not wither, so that they would go on the way of the righteous, and whatever they do shall prosper.
Next slide, please.
Therefore, we can see the flowing of this river continues to flow to Revelation 22.
刚才我们已经说过, 这条河明亮如水晶,
and we already mentioned that this river was clear as crystal.
在河的两旁都有生命树,
and on either side of this river was the tree of life.
我在那里结12样的果子,
and it bore 12 manners of fruit.
所以我们回到圣经里面,
when we go back to the Bible,
我们就看见这条河流所留下的痕迹,
we can see the traces left by this river.
这福音书里面说到悔改的果子,
and in the gospel books it tells of the fruit of repentance.
罗马书说到,
in Romans it tells us the fruit of holiness.
书信里面说到光明的果子,
and in the epistles it tells us the fruit of light,
仁义的果子,
and the fruit of righteousness.
这个圣洁的果子,
and there is the fruit of holiness.
这个嘴唇的果子,
and the fruit of our lips.
行善的果子,
and there is the fruit of our good works, good deeds.
捐书的果子,
and there is
contribution.
And there is the fruit of our contribution.
各样各样的果子, 你会找到12样的果子,
and there are various fruits that we can find, 12 manners of fruit.
都是圣这条河流留下来供应人所结出的果子,
and this is all the traces of the river's flow that will give for us these 12 manners of fruit.
而且那个叶子不会枯干,
and the leaves will not wither.
在这里说它可以医治万民,
here it tells us it's for healing of the nations.
因为它是生命树,
because it is the tree of life.
它里面有生命,
in this tree there is life,
能够供应别人,
that can provide for others.
所以这是说到圣经结束的地方,
at the end of the Bible, we see that this river flowed from the throne. It is in the middle of the street of New Jerusalem. There is this river. And in Genesis, there is this river that parted into four streams, and continues to divide and part.
到了圣经结束的时候，又聚回在一处，成了一条河。
And now at the end of the Bible, it comes back together and gathered together as one river.
它不再分支了,
and no more division.
那我们就明白以弗所书第一章所说的话,
and then we understand the words in Ephesians chapter 1.
在日期满足的时候,
in the fullness of the dispensation of time,
神就使天上地上一切在基督里同归于一,
that in heaven and earth, God will gather up together and sum up all things as one in Christ.
历史历代以来,
And so as this river was divided and parted throughout the generations to gain individual by individual, and these individuals delight in the law of the Lord, and they go on the way of the righteous, and they have gained the congregation of the righteous. At the end, they will be gathered some up in Christ in this river of life.
开始的时候，这条河出去滋润园子里面的树。
In the beginning, this water will go forth to water the garden.
借着树维系这个人的生命。
And it is through the tree that would sustain the life of man.
对，诗篇第一篇就告诉我们，这人好像那棵树。
And then in Psalm 1 it tells us we are like that tree. Man is like that tree.
到了启示录22章说我们就是生命树。
And then in Revelation 22 it says that we are the tree of life.
所以在河的这边那边都有生命树。
Therefore on either side of the river there was the tree of life.
我们就是那叶子不枯干常结按时结果子的那些树。
And we are the very tree whose leaves does not wither and would bear forth fruit in its season.
而这些树都是生命树。
And this tree are the tree of life. That is because Christ within us has become our life. At the end, when we see such a picture, when all this tree, what do they become? They become the bride. And so the Spirit and the bride say, and they say together, come and drink of this water. At the beginning, the Spirit works. At the end, it is the Spirit and the Bride working together. Because they gain this water, river of life that comes from the throne. And on either side of the river was the tree of life.
这条河我们看起来觉得很熟悉。
And we see this river and we find it very familiar.
因为多少年以前先知撒迦利亚先知
And because many years
Ezekiel, 以西结已经看见了。
That is because many years ago the prophet Ezekiel already saw this river.
我们可以看一下以西结书47章。
And we can look to Ezekiel chapter 47.
请我们看一下以西结书47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
在启示录22章里面说的很简单。
In Revelation, it says us very simply.
只是告诉我们从宝座有一条河流出来。
He tells us there is this river from the throne.
叫做生命水的河。
And it is the river of the water of life.
两旁有生命树。
On either side is the tree of life.
叶子医治万民。
And the leaves heal the nations.
按时结果子,
in due season will bear forth fruit.
结12样的果子,
12 manners of fruit.
在以西结书47章里面,
in Ezekiel chapter 47,
先知远远地已经看见这条河,
the prophets from afar have saw this tree.
给我们多说了一些,
and he describes a bit more for us.
请我们看第一节到第12节,
if we look from verse 1 to verse 12,
以西结书47章,
Ezekiel chapter 47,
天使把那 将来圣殿的尺寸、量度和格局，启示先知。
And the angel had showed the measurement to the prophet.
也把献祭的条例告诉他。
And also told him the law of the sacrifice.
然后先知把他带回到圣殿的门。
And then brought the prophet back to the door of the temple.
我们读第一节。
And then if we read verse 1, chapter 47.
天使带我回到殿门, 见殿的门槛下有水往东边流出, 原来殿面朝东, 这水从门槛下由殿的右边, 在祭坛的南边, 往下流。
Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar.
他带我出北门, 又领我从外边转到朝东的外门, 见水从右边流出。
Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward, and behold, there ran waters on the right side.
他手拿准绳往东出去的时候, 量了1000轴, 使我递过水, 水道筷子骨,
and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles.
他又量了1,000肘, 使我递过这水, 水就到膝,
and
再量了1,000肘, 使我递过水, 水便到了腰,
again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through, the waters were to the loins.
又量了1,000肘, 水便成了河, 使我不能递过, 因为水是涨起, 成为可浮的水, 不可递过的河。
Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over.
现在你看见这条河,
and now you see this river.
这条河从圣所出来,
this river flows from the throne,
从这里出来,
from the temple.
我出了这个殿的东门,
and it flowed forth under the threshold of the gate toward the east.
祭坛在这个殿的门口,
and the altar was outside of the gate to the temple.
水从祭坛的南边就是右边这样流出去,
that is, it flowed from the south of the altar, that is, to the right of the house.
越流越流就越来越水势壮大,
and as it flowed forth more and more, further and further, it rose higher and higher.
开始的时候到他的ankle,
at the beginning it was to the ankle,
然后到了他的膝盖,
and then to the knee,
然后到了他的腰,
and then to the loins,
然后最后成了一个有水的大河,
and then it became a river which you need to swim in.
这条河有什么功用呢?
Now what is the function of this river?
第六节,
verse 6,
他对我说, 人子啊, 你看见了什么? 他就带我回到河边,
and he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river.
我回到河边的时候, 现在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。
Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were many, very many trees on one side and on the other.
请注意,这不是跟启示录22章的图画是一样的吗?
Now pay attention, this is the same picture which is shown to us in Revelation 22.
第八节,
verse 8,
他对我说,这水往东方流去,必下到亚拉巴,直到海所发出来的水, 必流入沿海,使水变甜。
Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed.
这河水所到之处, 凡滋生的动物都必生活, 并且引着流出来的水, 必有极多的鱼, 海水也变甜了。 这河水所到之处, 百味, 百物都必生活。
And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whatsoever the river shall come, shall live, and there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the water cometh.
所以这条河从殿门一直往东流出去,
therefore this river flows from under the house, the temple, eastward, and flows forth,
变成一条大河,
and it becomes a great river,
然后往南就流向死海, 叫做沿海,
and goes towards south, toward the Dead Sea, the South Sea, and the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
沿海的盐分是很高的,
now, the Dead Sea is very high content of salt.
在这海里面没有任何的生物可以存活,
now, in the Dead Sea, there is no living thing.
所以叫做死海,
that's why it's called the Dead Sea.
但这条河来到死海这个地方,
but when the water flows into the Dead Sea, the Salt Sea, with a lot of salt,
就医治了这个水,
has healed the water,
使这个水变甜了,
and so has caused this bitter water, this water, to be sweet.
而且这河水所到之处,
and wherever this water flows,
所有滋生的动物都活了,
all that is living and moves shall live.
生命被带进来,
and life is brought in.
我们跳到第12节,
now we jump to verse 12.
12节说, 在河的这边与那边的岸上, 必生长各类的树木, 其果可作食物, 叶子不枯干, 果子不断绝, 每月必结新果子, 因为这水是从圣所流出来的, 树上的果子, 必作食物, 叶子乃为治病。
And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on the other side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months. Because their waters they issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaves thereof for medicine.
这不是跟启示录22章的形容是一样的吗?
Is this not the same description in Revelation?
我们看见这条河,
we see this river.
两边有树,
there are trees on either side.
它的叶子不枯干,
and the leaves does not fade.
可以医治万民,
and they are for the healing of the nation.
树结果子,
and the tree bear forth fruit.
按月结许多的果子,
according to his months, his seasons, it bear forth fruit.
因为这水是从圣所流出来的,
because this water flows from the sanctuary.
是从宝座流出来的,
it flows from the throne.
这就是启示录22章说的,
and this is the words in Revelation 22.
从宝座从羔羊那里街道当中这条河流出来,
it is in the middle of the street of the new city, from the throne and from the Lamb of God this river flows.
是圣经到22章结束的地方,
at the end, Revelation 22, at the end of the Bible,
就说得更清楚,
it tells us even more clearly,
和这边那边的树都是生命树,
on either side of the river is the tree of life.
所以我们晓得先知以西结看见这条河实在是末后的那条河。
We realize then what the prophet Ezekiel saw is the river at the end.
这条河是从圣殿出来,
and this river came from the temple.
流过门槛,
and under the threshold of the door.
越来越深,
and goes deeper and deeper.
变成一条大河,
until a great river.
人只能在里面游, 不能在里面走,
and you can only swim in it and cannot pass through it.
我们要很快地跳到约翰福音第七章,
now we have to jump quickly to John chapter 7.
我们要读约翰福音第七章,
John chapter 7.
我们把这些话要连起来,
now we have to connect all of these words.
约翰福音第七章第二节,
Gospel according to John chapter 7 verse 2.
当时犹太人的祝棚节近了,
now the Jews' feast of tabernacles were at hand.
第十四节,
verse 14.
到了节期, 耶稣上殿里去教训人,
now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
三十七节,
verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日, 耶稣站着高声说, 人若渴了可以到我这里来喝。
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说, 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指信他之人要受圣灵说的, 那时还没有赐下圣灵来, 因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰福音第七章说到主耶稣上耶路撒冷去过祝棚节。
John chapter 7 tells us that Jesus went to Jerusalem to hold the Feast of Tabernacles.
犹太人过祝棚节, 我们从旧约知道是过八天。
Now we know from the Old Testament that the Jews would observe the tabernacle, the Feast of the Tabernacles, for 8 days.
在春天的时候, 他们过逾越节,
it is after the spring, they would observe the Passover.
7个星期以后过五旬节,
and after 7 weeks, they would have Pentecost.
到了秋收以后, 他们过祝棚节,
and after the fall harvest, they would hold the Feast of Tabernacle.
在祝棚节当中, 他们把各地的土产都带到圣殿来,
and at the Feast of the Tabernacle, they would bring all the produce throughout the land to the temple.
全以色列一同在神面前欢喜,
and all of Israel would rejoice before God. And they thank God for the abundance which God has given them.
所以摩西五经就告诉我们他们有各样丰盛的献祭。
Therefore, in the five books of Moses, he shows us they have various offerings.
那么在节期中间, 主耶稣就去耶路撒冷教训他们。
And in the midst of the feast, Jesus went to Jerusalem to teach them.
到了节期的末日就第八天,
at the end of the feast, that's on the 8th day,
他们有筵宿会,
they have the solemn assembly.
他们在那里大大的庆祝,
and they have a great celebration.
这是那祝棚节八天中间最大之日。
And this is the great day of the Feast of Tabernacle on the 8th day.
在这里主耶稣就站起来高声地对犹太人说一件事。
And here Jesus stood up and cried and said to the Jews,
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
他提到一条河。
He mentioned the river.
为什么主耶稣在这个时候提到一条河呢?
Now why would Jesus mention a river here?
啊, 有一件事情我们要明白。
There's one thing we must know. When the Israelites gathered together for the Feast of Tabernacles, they see such abundance. They want even in the Dead Sea to have fish. They recall the picture that was spoken by the prophet Ezekiel. That the water would be healed.
各样的活物能够生长,
and all the living things shall live. And they desire for such a day to come quickly.
所以在那最节期, 最后最大的那一日,
so on the end of the feast, on the great day of the feast,
他们就为了要催促那样的日子快快来到,
and they want to haste such the great day to come quickly.
那些祭司们就做一件事情,
the priest then would do one thing.
他们就要演习一下,
they want to then
圣明,
act out, assimilate.
That's right, act it up. 祭司们又一桶一桶拿很多水进到圣殿里面。
Then the priest would go with much water into the temple.
就从那圣殿门槛底下把水倒出来。
And then from the threshold of the door of the temple, they pour out the water.
顺着圣殿的阶梯的水就这么稀稀浪浪的流下来。
And the water would flow down the steps, the stairs of the temple.
当然这跟以西结所看见的比是简直不能相比的。
Of course, there's nothing in comparison to what Ezekiel saw.
但他们所做的,
but that action that they do,
乃是说明他们盼望以西结所看见的能够快快地临到他们,
speaks of the fact that it's their desire what Ezekiel saw would quickly come to pass.
所以在节期最后的一天,
so
祭司们就做这个事儿。
So on the last day of the feast, this is what the priest would do.
把那个水从圣殿里面,
that is from the temple,
从门槛底下,
the water under the threshold
一直,
of the door,
一直流下来,
would continue to flow down.
当他们这个水这样流下来,
and when the water flows down in this way,
以色列人在那里高兴,
and the Israelites rejoice and celebrate.
主耶稣又站起来高声地说,
and Jesus stood up and cried,
凡口渴的到我这里来喝,
if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
怎么喝呢?
How do they drink?
主耶稣说, 就是相信我,
and Jesus said, that is believe upon me.
信我的人从他腹中就涌出活水的江河来,
and those who believe upon me would utter forth living water from their bellies.
主耶稣说,
the Lord Jesus said,
你们不要看了这一点点的水,
now do not just look at this little bit of water. Do not merely seek of the river which Ezekiel saw.
你们若是口渴,
if you thirst,
你们若是有这样的盼望和期待,
if you have this desire, this hope,
到我这里来喝,
come unto me and drink.
到我这里来喝的结果,
come unto me and drink, and the result would be,
不是外面有一条河,
not that there's a river outside,
是你的里面会涌出活水的江河来,
but within you would come forth, gushing forth rivers of living water.
那这条活水的江河是什么呢?
And what are these rivers of living water?
就是末后那生命水的河,
and that is the river of life at the end.
这条河是什么河呢?
And what is this river?
39节就告诉我们,
verse 39 there tells us,
乃是圣灵的河,
that is this river of the Spirit. So when we see Genesis chapter 2,
现在你看见,
now you see,
我从开始就在告诉, 在标题上就告诉你, 这条河,
at the top you can see it's the river of the Spirit. In the beginning from Genesis, it comes, this river flows forth.
圣灵起初就一直在那里分,
the Spirit continues to part.
为的是要供应个人的需要,
is in order to provide for us individually,
也得着义人的会,
and to gain the congregation of the righteous,
预备这些人,
and to prepare such individuals,
有一天经过神特别的工作,
that one day through the special work of God,
最后得着了心腹,
at the end God will gain a bride,
心腹在那里结束,
and at the end the bride,
心腹预备好了,
the bride is adorned and ready,
圣灵就跟心腹一起来说,
the spirit and the bride both call,
凡听见的人都来,
those who hear come,
愿意的人都来,
those who are willing come,
口渴的人都来,
those who are thirst come,
来喝着生命水的河,
come and drink the water of the river of life,
看见了结束的那条河,
and that is the river,
就是圣灵的河,
it is the river of the Spirit,
让我们投身在这河里面,
and when we throw ourselves into this river,
因为那叫生命水的河,
and we have this water of living water,
我们就可以白白地喝着生命的水,
and we can drink freely of this water, living water,
当神能够得着这样一位心腹,
and then God is able to gain this bride.
神的工作结束了,
then the work of God will come to an end.
神旨意成全了,
the will of God has finished.
人得着满足,
man is satisfied.
我们感谢主，这就是这条河的故事。
We thank the Lord. This is the story of this river.
原来开始整本圣经在讲圣灵做什么。
And it tells us from the beginning of the Bible what the Spirit is doing.
用这条圣灵的河来说明他的做。
It tells us from the story of the river of the Spirit what He's doing.
供应每一个人的生命。
To provide each of our life.
使我们生命能够成熟丰盛结果子。
So our life can grow and mature and bear forth fruit.
他一再告诉我们。
And then it tells us.
叶子不枯干。
The leaves do not wither.
按时结果子。
And bear forth fruit in its season.
神说的果子是生命树的果子。
And this is the fruit of the tree of life.
神何等盼望从开始人去吃那个生命树的果。
And even at the beginning, God desires for man to eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
这条圣灵的河一直做的结果。
And the work of the river of the Spirit continues to do.
要把你我每一个人都变成一棵一棵的生命树。
Is to bring each one of you to become that tree of life.
让我们栽在生命水的河的旁边。
So that we are planted by streams of living water.
让我们的生命一直维持的。
So that our life will be continually sustained.
让我按时结果子了。
And in due season to bear forth fruit.
让我们一直这样进到永远里面去。
So that we will enter into eternity this way.
今天晚上我们就看见。
This evening we see.
当新年要结束，新年要来的时候。
When the old year is to end and the new year is dawning.
圣灵的河流到我们这里。
The river of the Spirit flows unto us.
它愿意流到我们里面去。
May it flow into us.
在我们里面成为活水的江河。
So within us would be rivers of living water.
愿意我们人人都看见这个图画。
So when others see such a picture.
愿意我们人人都听见这个声音。
And others would hear this voice.
因为圣灵和心腹都在说。
Because the Spirit and the Bride say.
来，来，来。
Come, come, come.
凡愿意的就来喝。
And those who are willing, come.
凡听见的都来喝。
Those who hear it, come.
你口渴的就来喝。
Those who are thirst, come.
你来喝是白白的喝。
You can come drink freely of this water.
你所喝的是生命的水。
And you drink this water of life.
把我们众人一同回归到那生命水的河里面。
And when we all return to that river of life.
我们要说阿利路亚赞美神。
We have to say hallelujah, praise God.
他从起初就开始做这样的工作。
For God is even doing this work at the beginning.
圣灵就把这条河流过整本的圣经。
And the Spirit would have this river flow through the entire Bible.
流过历史历代。
And throughout all the generations,
我们这些人要往前面带去
so that we will continue to go forth.
经过2010年
and that we go to 2010,
也许再过十年
and perhaps another 10 years.
我不知道主什么时候回来
we don't know when the Lord will return.
等到回来的时候
but when He returns,
所有的分支
all these divided streams,
都被他聚在一起
we be gathered together,
成为宝座上流出来那生命水的河
we become that river of living water from the throne.
我们一个一个
each one of us,
成为一颗一颗的
生命 each one of us,we become each of us a tree of life.
我不知道你觉得怎么样。
I don't know how you feel.
我真喜欢这个图画。
I love this picture.
我巴不得那个日子快快的来。
And may this day come quickly.
犹太人年年在那里拨水。
And the Jews would pour forth the water every year.
我巴不得我们里面一直对主敞开。
But may we be always open toward the Lord.
对我们的主说，主啊，我们渴了。
We say to the Lord, I thirst.
你说我们可以到你这里来喝。
And you say we can come to drink of you.
求你把这生命的活水赐给我们。
And may you give us this living water.
让我们里面涌出活水的江河来。
So that from our belly will come forth the rivers of living water.
让我们一同成为你的心腹。
So that we can become your bride.
跟圣灵一同呼叫。
And say together with the Spirit.
跟圣灵一同的邀请。
And to have this invitation with the Spirit.
今天晚上在我们中间也许有还没有信主的人。
This evening, perhaps there are some friends who yet believe in the Lord.
我不知道有还是没有。
I don't know if there are any.
巴不得人人今天晚上都看见圣灵的水已经流到这里。
But may each one of us see the river of the Spirit floweth here tonight.
你不要让它绕过你流到前面去。
Do not let the river of the Spirit flow around you and go forward.
圣灵从2009年要流进2010年。
The river of the Spirit flows from 2009 into 2010.
你不要让2010年又绕过去。
Do not let it go around.Around in 2010. But tonight, believe upon him. He said, if you are thirst, come and drink. Those who believe upon me shall utter forth from their bellies rivers of living water. And tonight, you will receive the Spirit. And within you would quench your thirst. So you have a new life. So in due season, you will bear forth your fruit. That you become a tree of life.
来荣耀我们的主
and to glorify our Lord
我们感谢他
we thank him
让我们祷告
let us pray
主我们感谢赞美你
Lord we praise and thank thee
你是一直工作的那位
thou art the one who continues to work
从开始你就工作
Lord you have worked from the beginning
在历世历代以来，你的工作。
Throughout the generations, you continue to work.
从年头到岁末，你仍然工作。
From the beginning of the year to the end, you continue to work.
到一年要过去了。
This year will be passing.
新的一年要来了。
And a new year dawneth.
时间这样流过去。
And this is how time has flowed by.
我们抓也抓不住。
And we cannot hold on to it.
但有一件事我们确定。
But there's one thing we're assured.
我们口渴可以到你这里来喝。
When we are thirst, we can come to you and drink.
让我们今天晚上都听见你的。
This evening we hear your voice.
凡口渴的都来喝。
Those who are thirst can come unto you and drink.
听见的都来喝。
Those who heareth can come and drink.
愿意的都来喝。
Those who are willing can come and drink.
都白白来喝这生命的水。
And we can come freely to drink of this river of life.
求你让我们腹中都涌出活水的江河。
So that from our bellies would flow forth rivers of living water.
我们谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
求主继续在这会中说话。
Lord, may you continue to speak in this congregation.
在新年给我们一个更美的起头。
In this new year, you give us a good beginning.
我们把自己交托在主的手里。
And we commit ourselves into thy hand.
荣耀尊贵都归给主。
And may all glory and honor be thine.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.